who tell us we ain't gonna win, man? Really? He's a bozo. A bozo. Really? Yeah, we did a lot for the wins. Came in a drop on a 10. Now we on top, top once again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had to tighten the plan. Yeah, I got it right in the end. Now we on top, top once again.
All right, we're back.
But, yeah, no, Lakers have been, like, really fun to watch, man.
They have been. Dude. The Lakers have been such a good team to watch.
Like, and I've been saying that, too. I feel like a lot of people throw shade on Luka Doncic because of the defense and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Like, don't get me wrong, his defense is not the best.
It's not.
It's not the best. But his usage rate on offense makes up for it. Like, he just could go off any night. And he makes his team better. And now that he actually has, like, a team, because I always make up this, like, look at the Mavs lineup in, like, the past, like, 5 years that Luka has been on it.
Like, it's not bad, don't get me wrong. It's just, like, not what it is right now for the Lakers, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, he has Jalen Brunson, but that was before he went into his superstar era. Kristaps Porzingis didn't really work out for him, you know, stuff like that. Obviously, you got Kyrie recently, but at the same time, he didn't leave, like, enough time for it to melt in. That was arguably mm-hmm. his best team, too, because they went to the finals, obviously, but...
But yeah, like that. I think Kyrie was probably like his best teammate there, right? I mean, they went to the finals. Considering that Kyrie was a huge part of that. Then they had like Gafford as well, played a huge role.
Mm-hmm.
Derek
Lively, I think it was his rookie year. Huge role in that offense.
He's a really good center. He's young center. Too. That's what. And he's like what 7 feet tall.
Yeah, an energetic young center that they were able to develop. They could have still, you know, develop him, but, like, obviously Luka got traded and, you know, its usage went down. I mean, that's why you see, like, Jackson Hayes taking the next step for the Lakers because mm-hmm. he's able to get somebody that, you know, can do the pick and roll with him and throw a lob up to him and Luka. So.
And that lineup is just dangerous because you have AD and then LeBron. The real big three.
Why do you say AD? AD's gone.
Oh, no, it's A. It's A.
AR.
I'm sorry.
AR.
I'm sorry. Get that man out.
AR-15. AR-15, man. But he's been going off.
That lineup is so dangerous. Luka Doncic, LeBron, and then A. Reeves.
It's not the best defense in the world, but, like, with that offense, it's going to be like, yo, Jesus. How are you going to compete, man?
Dude, it's so fun watching them, man.
It is. They don't even need a true center backcourt to, like, do stuff with.
Yeah, and they even, like, we talk about, like, the Cavs as well. Like, another team, too, the Cavs. I think the Cavs are, like, really fun to watch.
They are. I mean, this is the best team, obviously, they had since LeBron left for the Lakers, you know, in the past, like, 8-something years. So that's very, very impressive. They've been to 60 wins only a handful of times in their franchise's history. So... It's a good thing to see. I like seeing Cleveland good again, man. I'll say that.
Yeah, and then Darius Garland is, like, hooping. Like, he's had, like, a kind of a slump since his All-Star break. But he's, like, hooping.
He is.
And then Donovan Mitchell, man. I keep telling people this, man. He is nasty, bro.
Like, I don't know why people aren't talking about him in the MVP conversation. I'll say that right now. Like, why?
How much is he averaging?
Like, he's going crazy. I mean, you got to see his averages. I mean, they're almost identical to some of the MVP candidates like Jason Tatum, Bron, stuff like that, whatever. But they've been going off regardless. I gotta say it. I mean, you could pull up the stats right now. What does it say?
We're going to look at it right now. Hopefully this Wi-Fi, like, cuts in very quick. He's averaging 24 points per game.
Mm-hmm. I think it was 28 earlier, but I guess it went down. But... Yeah, regardless, he's still doing good for this year, man.
He's a bucket, bro. Like
throughout his entire career, man. People just didn't know before Cleveland.
Donovan Mitchell, man. He's an amazing player.
Spida is him, man. And then you got this entire team built, you know, perfectly around him. You got Jared Allen at center, man. Obviously, his development went out of the roof.
At one magical point, there was even rumors that he was going to come to the Knicks. That whole, like, free agency thing with Jalen Brunson and stuff like that, I wouldn't mind having him.
I mean, if we signed Jared Allen, then we wouldn't have gotten Kat.
You mean...
Which one are you talking about? Nah, oh, you're talking about Spida. Oh, I mean, there was still a possibility we could have signed Jared Allen in that one off season too. But like, if you're talking about Jalen, like, not Jalen, Spitta in that one off season, then like, yeah. Yeah. It would have been crazy, too. I preferred Brunson most at the end of the day.
Oh, man, I love Brunson.
Yeah.
Love him. But, yeah, man, Cavs, we got to show love to Cavs, man. Like, they really, like, developed their own identity on that team. And, like, shit, like the standings prove it. Like, they on fire. Do I still think they beat in the Knicks now? Knicks in four.
Do I think they're beating the Celtics either? No, they're not.
I mean, those have been battles, I mean, man.
They have been battles. Don't get me wrong, but it just seems like the Cavs are just like a regular season team. Like, you know those teams that are good in a regular season, then playoff time, it's not it.
Yeah, I mean, watching the few Cavs and Celtics games, like, earlier on, like, the games, like, I feel like the Celtics always take the game by, like, the third quarter. Like, they'll have, like, a huge lead, and then, like, the Cavs, just, that fourth quarter takeover is just there, you know?
It is. They've developed their identity around that, but at the same time, the playoffs is a whole different machine. Like, you see this happening in the regular season. I understand why it scares some people. But, like, at the end of the day, that stuff goes out the window once you got to go in a seven-game series with somebody.
I think
players play differently. You know, injuries aren't, you know, really a big thing or it's something you take into account. You're just like, okay, go play 100%. Go do this. So.
And the Celtics are, like, a really good defensive team. Man, listen, I got to give them props, man.
I mean, they won a championship last year, so obviously their defense is somewhat good. Come on.
Man, no, but the last year's championship run that they – well, not run. Not championship run. The championship match that they had, for sure, definitely was, like – that was shocking to see, like, their defense, how they were forcing turnovers and stuff like that. And just
– I know.
They are definitely, like, a scary team. Even watching them like right now, like, I'm terrified. My Knicks, I don't think my Knicks have beaten them.
I don't think
once
they have.
This season.
Which is scary. I mean, there's that, and then like the Detroit Pistons. They are my concern. Like, I was so shocked. I was shocked the entire season seeing this resurgence, man.
How do you go to the playoffs
after like two straight seasons of sucking like that? I'm pretty sure they had the longest streak of active losses in NBA history at some point, or they're tied with it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's just...
Yeah, they were giving out, like, free Wingstop just so they could win last season.
And I cashed out.
I was about to go to a Detroit game.
I was about to cash out, man. And then the day that I was about to go get some wings, they said, yo, they won. I was like...
Can you imagine how many parlays were won, bro, just because it was the Pistons, bro? Like, you knew for sure, like, they was losing game.
They had to give money to, you know, the other people. Like, damn.
Yo, bro, man, I saw a free Wingstop. I was like, yo, man, you know what? A trip to Detroit wouldn't sound too bad right now. I guess a free wing style.
Give me some, man.
No. I definitely like had them before the season upcoming. Like, I had usually, like, I have these basketball talks with like my father and stuff like that. And I usually like try to make predictions and stuff like that. But yeah, no. I told him, like, listen, a team to watch out for is definitely Detroit. Like, Cade Cunningham
He's a baller,
especially,
man.
After how last season was, bro, he definitely like has a chip on his shoulder, and this season they've hooped.
He's arguably the best point guard in the NBA, man. You know,
one
that
of them, yeah.
Arguably one of them. I mean, there's him, Steph, like obviously Dame before he ended, dude. But like still, you're looking at all these guys, and it's like he's the best youngest guard. Maybe you could put LaMelo in that conversation, but like,
nah, LaMelo. I feel like LaMelo.
He's good, but just like
LaMelo's so talented, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, watching LaMelo, like, I love watching Charlotte. Charlotte has an amazing announcer. Commentator, pause. And just their team is so fun to watch. LaMelo's just, like, huge. I also grew up watching, like, what was that show on YouTube? You know what I'm talking about?
I remember. What? You gotta give me a hint.
Where they were, like, documenting, like, the Ball Brothers' lives and stuff like that.
Oh! I don't even know. Ball is, like, it's like something
nah.
That... it's some TV show. I know which one you're talking about.
So, yeah,
I just
like,
don't know.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, basically, like, I grew up watching, like, the Ball Brothers and stuff like that. So, like, yeah, like, they're just fun to watch always.
And people like to hate on their dad, but it's just like.
Oh, dude, if you hate on LeVar, bro. I mean, I understand it. He do got, you know what I'm saying?
A big mouth.
Yeah, but he a funny guy, man.
I mean, this dude was talking about he'd beat Michael Jordan in his prime one-on-one. I don't know about that.
You kidding me?
I don't know. Are you kidding
LeBron
me?
LeBron couldn't handle
me. Making my day, he couldn't do this.
Even like, now, bro, like on TikTok, have you been seeing his rants?
Yeah,
bro?
I mean, he recently got his leg
amputated.
Can't
take back that Primby account.
God damn it. He's funny as hell. I'll give you that. Yeah. But, like, he made – think about how crazy this is. He made every single one of his sons famous. Lonzo, dude, NBA player.
He went LaMelo, 3 for 3.
NBA player. Jello put up the hottest song of the year. I'm still to this day.
Whoa.
Hold on. I'm telling you, man. Everybody loves it. We were jamming it in the bus on the way here.
Listen, man. That man.
Went 3 for 3.
I don't know how you go 3 for 3 like that, but shout out LeVar, bro. LeVar's low. He's a GOAT, man. He's a GOAT, man.
I'd be so proud if those were my sons and I did all that. I would say the same thing, too. I would talk trash about anybody, man.
Not me, but he was saying some bogus things, man. He was talking about, like, Lonzo going to be better than Curry, and you know.
I mean.
I don't know about that.
Maybe he was talking about Melo, bro. Maybe he was just, like, wrong with the wrong son. I don't know.
Speaking about Curry, dude.
Legendary. Dude. Legendary.
No, did you see that game?
Legendary.
I think it was like Golden State against was it Houston?
And I could be tripping too. Didn't he score like 60 points or was that somebody else? Maybe that was somebody
Jokic.
Else.
We're gonna
that
get
was
into
Jokic.
The
We're going to get into Jokic too. But Curry scored 50. I know damn well he scored 50,
We're
right?
We're going to get into like Jokic. Like,
which any MVP talks because it's getting insane. It's getting hyped up right now. But, yeah, Curry's been going off, too. I mean, he's been doing this
Curry almost
since
broke
the three-point
record. I think he had, like, what was it, like 12 or, like, 13 three-pointers?
I know. If you let him in for a little bit more time in the fourth, I mean, shoot.
They just faced – it was Memphis, man.
It was Memphis.
Dude, Curry had, like – let's look at this, man.
They just could not stop him. And this was fresh off them firing their head coach of, like, 5-plus years, man. So, obviously, they were in abysmal, obviously, like, panic mode, didn't have the – defensive schemes done, you know, correctly and stuff like that.
But they still put up a game, though. Like
they did. I mean, what was the final score? It was like
here. The final score was. Oh my God! Speaking of Utah, they got blown up by like 30 something. Oh, Jesus Christ!
What was the score?
I think it was on like Tuesday. What was it? Yeah, it was 134 to 125.
So Curry put up 50 something points, and they still got.
I think, yeah, yeah. He put yo Curry had. 51? Listen to this, y'all. Curry had
52.
10 rebounds, 8 assists, 5 steals. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, 5 steals.
They say he don't play defense.
And 1 block. Mind you, this man shot 60% from 3.
Oh, Lord.
And made 12 of them. He almost broke the 3-point record. And he shot 60% from 3.
That sounds like my mic player, bro.
So, not even my mic player could do that, bro.
60% from 3, that's
that
insane.
That is absurd.
That is absurd, bro. The man is literally not human.
We
simply.
Oh, man, we got to have these conversations, man. Like, we, I don't know, man. Shout out to my old heads and stuff like that, my OGs. But, like, there's no way Magic Johnson is, like, better.
Bro, who is saying Magic Johnson is better? Who?
Shout out my OGs, bro, my old head.
Your uncles is saying that. Your uncles and aunts is saying that back in the 80s. Like, oh, back in my day, basketball used to be.
Yeah. Go watch the tape. Yeah, we watched the tape, man.
Oh, Will Chamberlain scored over 100 points. Nobody can do that nowadays. It's like, come on, man. Let me just say this, bro. Respectfully, I love Magic Johnson. I do, too. I'm not going to lie. I'm part Lakers fan because of Magic Johnson and Kobe Bryant. I swear to my soul, man. But Curry, what he's done for the game of basketball will never be done ever again, bro.
Dude,
respectfully. His influence. People score three-pointers mainly just because of him, man. Have you seen the way the NBA
people
play?
People are shooting half-court shots. I'll literally go play right now. I'll go back to New York City, right? I'll go play pickup. One dude's going to attempt a half-court shot. I'll attempt a half-court shot. I'm not that guy. Not that guy.
People think they
but
could do it.
But because Curry's in the league and he could do it, I'm going to think that I'm that guy.
That's a lot of people, bro. They don't understand the work that he took over many, many years to get that shot.
That's crazy.
And people don't do that. Or maybe you're just not talented enough to maybe shoot it. That's okay. But, like, man.
I've never seen anybody have to guard somebody from the minute they leave the parking lot
You saw that that game. Meme, bro, like, yes. With Mark Phillips. He was just like, hold on.
RDC.
You're not going nowhere. Hold on. Not getting a shot. And then he just said, he's just calm walking down. Through the thing. And he's like, calm down. And then he sits down. Oh, okay. And
but
then
Curry shot like, yeah, Curry shot to juke him in the parking lot and stuff like that. Yeah. I'll tell you.
And still, bro, hit the court.
You can't, like, I don't know, man. Like, when we talk about, like, I'll have conversations, like, again, with, like, my old heads and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All love to them. Like, no, never shade. Love you guys. But my whole thing is, like, how do you guard a person that could shoot 50, like, that could, that when he, the minute he gets above half court is automatically, like, a threat. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. from half court, from logo range, already a threat, you know? How do you guard that? And then he doesn't even need the ball to succeed. Like, he could play off the ball. Hell, yeah. He could set a screen, and then he could get open. Boom. It's how do you guard this? Really, that's like, true. How do we guard this? Because I don't think hand checking is going to fix this.
It's not. And I don't think it's going to come back anytime soon, respectfully. Like how it was back in the 2000s and stuff like that. So, respectfully, I just don't see it. But at the same time, I mean, he's going to be remembered for years just because of his influence with the game of basketball. Curry, what's he been able to do since then?
I think Curry could keep going to like, he's like 41, 42, like his
like
way.
Like LeBron-esque. But, like, obviously, he's not going to be as physical going to the rack.
Oh, yeah. But Curry doesn't need to be like that
physical. Yeah, he doesn't.
Literally, like, even as a spot-up shooter, the man is still, like, a danger, you know? Yeah, dude. I'm sorry. Like, Curry for me is, like, all-time PG.
All-time, yeah. In many people's eyes, he's already all-time PG. I mean, that Olympic run that you had back last year just solidified it for me, man. I'm like, yeah, there's nobody better at the point guard position ever than him.
Curry had me waving the American flag from my house, bro. That three-pointer, you should, yo.
Had the whole country unified. Jesus. Like, I love America.
Yo, bro, that man, bro, like, they were sending doubles his way, and they still couldn't stop him.
Like, they put, you know, 7 foot Wemby on him on one possession. And he almost was close to blocking the ball, but still went in and buttered it, bro.
You still can't stop it.
Mm-hmm. Shoots it high. Man.
I hope I never face somebody like that in my life. Like, dude.
You would never
I might actually, like, retire from sports in general. Like, even from, like, commentary. Even from podcast, you'll never see me back here again.
You'll never see him back here again. And it's going to happen later today. That's going to happen at your game, too. I'm going to see that, too.
Oh, no.
No, not today. But what about the MVP talks, man? I mean, obviously, Shai and Jokic.
SGA, I feel like, definitely is going to get it this year. And then I feel like there's going to be a policy change towards, like, fouling and stuff like that.
Foul? What? Why so? Oh, because he's abusing the hell out of it. I mean, Chris Paul's been doing this for years, man. He learned that from Chris Paul.
I definitely think, like, it fouling and, like, getting to the free throw line is a skill. Let's just get that straight. So, like, the fact that he's able to do that, like, I don't undermine his ability at all. I think, like, the fact that he's even able to get there is, like, huge, right? But I don't know, man. The fans, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely think Shai got it in the bag.
Uh-huh.
He's been having, like, a stellar season. He's just – dude's insane. But, yo, Joker, man.
I know. He's the real deal. He's having an all-time season. You know his stats from this season compared to Russell Westbrook's 2017 MVP triple-double season? Yeah. Is actually better. Yeah. And it's on better efficiency, too. So he's having a better season than an all-time great season. Already before. Yep. So are we really going to take that away from him?
And the thing is, like, yo, dude, like, he just has, like, this chill-ass mentality, too. Where, like, he doesn't...
He doesn't care about basketball.
He just wants, like, to go home.
I want to go back to my horses back in Serbia, man.
He's, he's averaging so, like, he's so good. And on top of that, too, like, he's a triple-double machine. And then he's dropping 60 on your team and just wants to go home. Like... Dude, love Joker, man.
He's a funny dude. I'll give you that. Right during games.
I think Shai got it. I think also, like, his team and stuff like that, his standing is definitely going to play a role in, like, his MVP run for sure. And I don't know. I think Shea really got this one.
I just feel like the argument has always been, like, does he make his team better? Like, does he make Shea? Their team better? Which guy makes their team better? My thing is that Jokic makes his team from a bad team to a good team. Meanwhile, Shea takes his team from a good team to an all-time great team. So that's the debate right here. So, like, what do you take from each guy's situation?
Like, I don't know. I think it's a good question. I think I don't know if we could really compare the two. I think they're both really doing, like, great things. I think, like, they both have, like, really good pieces around them that are very key to their success.
You wouldn't say one guy has more help or more good teammates.
I want to say OKC definitely has, like, the more help on paper, right? Because, like, Denver Nuggets, they're dealing, like, they have a Russell Westbrook who's still cooking, right? But, like,
the Jamal,
like,
Murray
past his prime a little bit. You still got Jamal Murray. They got Bron. What is it, Bron? Who?
I'm trying to remember his name.
Yeah, Bron. He's popping off. MPJ. As well. MPJ. But I don't know, man. I think OKC definitely, like, has the better pieces around them.
Which, realistically, you're probably right. It's just, like, at the same time, is it, like, better to go from good or, like, okay to good or great? Or is it better to go from great to, like, all-time great?
I think both teams are great. I think, like, if you put them together in the playoffs, like, that'll be definitely, like, a matchup to see, you know? So, I don't know. I wouldn't, like, say, like, one – I would definitely say OKC has better pieces, but I think they're both great in their own ways, you know?
Which is true. Like, if you were a coach and you had to go up against one of these two guys, doesn't matter what it is, which guy would you say?
I don't know which team to pick. I don't know.
You don't know?
No. I think it'll be a good matchup to watch both of them.
I get that. I'm just saying, like, if you were supposedly, like, an 8 seed or a 7 seed, and you had the opportunity to choose which one you'd be, and then Denver and, like, you know, OKC are number one, number two, for example, you're just like, which guy would you rather face, Shai or, you know, Nikola Jokic? Because, like,
I wouldn't want to face none of them.
None of them.
Immediate retire.
But, like, whose would be, like, the person, like, you wouldn't want to face against the most, like? Who's the guy who just,
okay,
like, nope?
Okay, I would, okay. Oh, I would say OKC.
OKC.
I would say OKC.
Why OKC?
Dude, again, bro, like, they have pieces all around the board that are just dangerous. Their bench is dangerous. We, like, Alex Caruso, huge. Like, that's – so I would say, like, OKC, because they're all around pieces. Like, that's just a terrible team to go up against.
You'd have no chance, I'll be straight up, if you're, like, a Western Conference team. Unless you're, like – having a solid team. I guess the Lakers, obviously, but guys like
that could sneak up. But didn't the Mavericks last year take them out, though?
They did take them out, but, like, that's because they were an inexperienced team. None of that team except Alex Caruso has actual championship-level experience. So that's the one critique everybody puts on the OKC Thunder every year.
Like, they're young.
Yeah, but that could be a problem at times.
Nah, you're right, definitely, like, the age for sure, like, you know, they're not old and stuff like that, so, you know, they're going to be more energetic, they're going to be able to play more, put up more numbers, but that inexperience does, like, come in huge.
It does.
You know?
For, like, other teams, like, that's the one thing that I've been saying since day one, like, the Minnesota Timberwolves have over them against the Los Angeles Lakers recently, like, all those guys have been on a championship team. You think the
Minnesota Timberwolves, like, right now have that?
I feel like when you put that team all together, and they're all together at once, you know, healthy, or led by good leadership, they have a good coach, which they do, by the way, I feel like they could actually take them out. I do. I'm not saying it's a guaranteed. Who? If Minnesota what?
Minnesota against who?
If Minnesota gets OKC, it's possible they could beat them. No. It is possible.
It's
not
a
100%. There is a chance. People are like, oh, it's not going to happen. It's not 100% they'll make it past the second round. First round, I believe there's no doubt. There's nobody that can take them in the first round. The Memphis Grizzlies, are you kidding me? Absolutely not. But when it comes to second round, bear with me.
We're talking about Memphis or Minnesota?
I'm talking about Minnesota.
Minnesota, okay.
Talking about Minnesota. that there's no doubt in my mind that if you put a team like that against OKC, there's a possibility they could win.
There's a possibility.
Because if they have veteran leadership, obviously Anthony Edwards is that guy too, just like Shea. People just been forgetting about him all season because they haven't been having a good season like last season.
Yeah. And then they do have that point guard. What's his name? Mike Conley. So Mike Conley's also huge. I would not say, like, Julius Randle. Like, Knicks fan again. But, like, we haven't made it stupid far.
Which makes sense. They wanted to move on from Cat because of the fact that, you know, they want to, like, have Rudy Gobert in the lineup, make him get most of the minutes.
To be honest, man, a lob threat. To this point in the NBA, I still don't see how that trade makes sense for Minnesota. Like, Dante DiVincenzo's not being used as much. I think he's, like, a bench player.
I'm pretty sure he is for them, like, yeah. The eighth man.
And, like, he's not being used as much. And then Julius Randle's like, dude, I haven't heard from him. And, like, when he was on the Knicks, man, I'm seeing Julius Randle 30-point games, stuff like that. Can we find this real quick?
30 points per game. Hey, he has a career high in assists per game. Not 30
points per game, but, like, he was getting 30 points a game.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's averaging 19, 4, and, like, yeah, 5, so. I'd say, right now. So it's not like he's having a bad year. It's just, like, not compared to his Knicks years.
Yeah.
So don't, like, testify that he's having, you know, a very, very bad year.
It's, I don't know, man.
That's just, like, you know.
I think Minnesota definitely, like, messed up huge. Like, y'all should have kept Anthony. Y'all should have kept Karl Anthony Towns. Y'all should have kept him, paid him money, of course. Really just kept y'all team. Like, y'all had the DNA and everything. Y'all almost made it to the finals. You know what I'm saying? And now, like, they had a chance before. I don't think really, like, this year, like, I'm not saying they won't. I'm not saying, like, they don't got a chance, but that team don't got, like, chemistry. That team, I don't know.
You're talking about the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Timberwolves.
Anthony Edwards team, yeah, with Julius Randle.
I don't really agree, man.
Dude, what's their record right now?
I don't really agree. I mean, right now, I'm pretty sure they're 40-something wins in.
Did they make it to 40s now? Or they still in the 30s?
They should have made it to 40s by now. I'll double-check for you. They're at 44 and 32 right now.
44 and 32.
Win-loss record. But, like, you're talking about a team that made it to the Western Conference Finals last year.
And but doesn't that was have with Karl-Anthony Towns.
And I'm pretty sure they're the same team that beat, you know, beg me if I'm wrong, they beat OKC. Maybe I could be wrong there.
Yeah.
I probably am wrong.
But y'all don't have Karl-Anthony Towns, though.
But true, it's not like he made an absolute gorgeous like impact like last season. I mean, yeah, Julius Randle is a tier lower. I'll say that, okay?
Listen, man, but Julius Randle, time, listen, I'm telling you right now, from being a Knicks fan and having Julius Randle on our team, that's a downgrade.
My goodness. Well, obviously, anybody in the world would say that. But I'm just saying, at the same time, you can't count this team out.
Okay,
you
cannot. No. Count them out? Hell no.
Absolutely not. But you're acting like they're not a good team. This is the same team that made it to the Western Conference Finals, for God's sakes.
But count them out? No. I wouldn't count them out, but like.
You guys could tell me
if I'm wrong. They're a miracle team, for sure. If I'm wrong, y'all critique me, fine.
A miracle team? So like one of those March Madness miracle teams that make it to the finals?
Yeah, I don't think they're like a huge underdog. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if I see them go far, but like if they really do go far, like, that'd be, like, a good team to root for if you're, like, an underdog type of guy.
It would be. I mean,
I just personally don't see them, like, going to the finals.
I don't see any team outside the top five.
Do they have a better chance than my Knicks? Probably. Probably.
And that's in the Western Conference, too. The Western Conference is more stacked than the Eastern. Everybody knows that.
Dude.
Everybody knows that, man. Come on.
Yo, man, the Western Conference is like hell, bro. I would hate to play in the Western Conference.
Okay. I'll get the stats up right now. The lowest seeded team that could potentially make the playoffs is the Sacramento Kings at number 10. They're 36 and 40. Lowest for the East, 34 and 42 for the Bulls. But then you have to go all the way back. Look all the way down. The stats just keep on getting worse and worse. You can look at the best teams in the East, too. It's statistically worse than the West. It doesn't sound like it from what I'm saying, but trust me, bro, it is not as good as the Western Conference.
No, disrespectfully. No. Dude, the East is not as dangerous as the West.
I mean, the team below the Bulls was like 28 and something, whatever. The team below the Kings is 35 and 41.
Yeah.
In the Phoenix Suns, I'm sorry, but like still.
Oh man, the Suns are garbage. sorry. Anybody from Phoenix?
And Kevin Durant's my favorite player too, man. Oh, but like when you're talking about the like the Suns, man, just like they're gonna trade him this offseason. Obviously.
They have to.
Everybody knows that. That's not a debate. But like, it's just like which team he's gonna go to, and like it's how do you hard to
trade Kevin Durant too? Because
he's
like
36.
Yeah, but like his value, like his trade value, is very high.
It's high, but you get like a solid good 3 years out of him. If he gets traded, I mean, but at
like,
most.
Is it worth it? I feel like all the teams now in the NBA at least have, like, a young player. You know what I'm saying?
They do. I mean, would you trade your future for a Kevin Durant that could maybe help you win for, like, 2 years, 3 years?
Listen, being a Knicks fan, please do not give up no more fucking picks. Please, bro.
Kevin Durant, like, would you wouldn't trade, like, some of your bench for KD if you were a Knicks fan? Like, we're both Knicks fans.
Trade some
here.
Of my bench. We need a bench, bro. The bench players at this point, they're the ones like, yo, bro, we need people on the bench.
I just don't know if you've seen a trend from KD ever since he left OKC, but he tends to want to make a super team or leave to go to a super team. We saw with, obviously, the Warriors. That was an unbeatable team. He won on that team. But like ever since then, he went to the Brooklyn Nets, got his friends.
He formed it with James Harden, and then
didn't work out. Didn't play past 25 games with each other. Went to the Phoenix Suns, tried to do the same thing.
But they did make that year where Harden left and then Kyrie was hooping. KD low key like showed like a glimpse of cool, I could put a team on my back.
He did.
If his foot wasn't on the line for sure, like that team, that's a huge what if right there.
I get mad every day seeing that play, man.
Big ass shooter.
I couldn't believe it. But like I said, man, went to Phoenix.
But you're right. There is a pattern.
Went to Phoenix with Devin Booker. Already his finals team the year before he went there. And the team just completely collapsed. You know, folded over. Stuff like that. And it's just like, if he goes to a new team, is he going to, stay the same Kevin Durant that's just like, hey, get me a big free. Get me another big guy. And that's a scare a lot of teams have about this man now. So.
Yeah, it's when a player like Kevin Durant joins your team, like you kind of like
are forced.
Yeah, you're forced to like look at the Brooklyn Nets before Kevin Durant. Like, dude, that team was like huge. That was a really fun team to watch. D'Angelo Russell.
I love that Nets team.
Yo, bro, dude.
Still my favorite Nets team of all time, man.
D'Angelo, dude, D'Lo on the Nets, 24 years old. Was a fun player to watch, man. But yeah, man, look at that. Like he destroyed that whole team. Like D'Lo out, the coach that literally got them there. That
Kenny Atkinson,
dude. He was a huge part.
He was amazing
of the Nets growth and stuff like that. Out
a developmental coach, nonetheless, but he was forced out.
Man, he got them like a bunch of picks and stuff like that. Like they were, dude.
They were dismantling the team. And then every single head coach since then, Kevin Durant has been like, hey, I don't like Steve Nash. Okay, give me a new guy, whatever, et cetera. It just, like, hasn't worked out.
And, I don't really know, man. Like, I don't know, man. Like, Kevin Durant, bro, like, I.
Like, what do you
do? If his trade value goes down and he's not worth so much and he's not trying to, like, eat up, like, a huge contract, I think he'd be, like, a perfect, like, second or, like, first piece to a team. And then, you know what I'm saying? But it's because, like, his contract is high and then, like, he goes for so much. And then trade value, like, it's just hard to get him without having to trade your future.
Mm-hmm. You know? Which is fair. It's still Kevin Durant, I'll give you that. It's just, like.
It is, but it's not.
Late 30s, man.
Yeah.
Not it's prime not like Kevin Durant.
Prime. Like, prime. If it was prime Kevin Durant, please take these picks.
Unguardable, man.
I'll have you come over. Take Mikal Bridges, please. We traded five picks for him. He's worth five picks. Please take him.
I mean, all those years ago, prime Kevin Durant, besides LeBron James, was the best player in the world, man.
Hey, man, Kurt, dude.
Like, best player in the world, without a doubt. Everyone knows that. And then it's just like pair him up with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. That's a recipe for a championship every single year. They would have.
If you were a Golden State fan, listen to me, hear me out, eyes. If you were a Golden State fan during that whole like super team thing with Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry, you were generally disliked.
Yeah, like, you were hated.
You were generally disliked.
Like, I could respect their 2014 ring. 2014-2015 ring. I could respect their 2022 ring. It's just I can't do that with Kevin Durant because it was unguardable. You couldn't do nothing about it.
It's LeBron literally, like, teams would show up, and, like, I would just see like, I would look at, like, the schedule. I'd be like, okay, cool, the Knicks are facing Golden State. Fuck.
Not going to win that. Going to get blown out. And then there was this one game in the finals, you know, LeBron scored 51, and then it looks like it was going to go down to the wire to overtime. Kevin Durant had a crossover from, like, way behind the three-point line, shot that thing. It looked like it was in the air for a hot minute, then it went in. I was just like,
dude,
dang it, bro.
J.R. Like, Smith definitely, like, screwed the Cavaliers. That was funny. LeBron was like,
just like, what the? What are you doing? What are you doing?
And that was
like,
funny as hell.
It was funny as hell. I'll say
but
that.
Yeah, man, I don't know, man. KD is huge. I want to say he's a risk, but, like, he's worth so much that, like, it kind of comes out of risk for a team. But he could definitely still, like, be a piece or a key factor to, like, a championship leading team as long as, like, he's not, like, killing the team's future, you know?
Which he probably will, sadly.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's done that before, many times before. Dude. I wouldn't count the man out.
Dude, for a fact.
What about the WNBA, man? WNBA. What you know about the WNBA?
When do Come they on, start man. Back up?
They I know, start I know back there's, up.
Like, a lot of stuff going on with them right now. And, like,
I got you.
They want to get, like, paid and stuff. Like the women there.
We're going to get into that, too, because it's, like, a hot discussion to talk about. I got to watch my words also carefully. I don't want to get no kind of banned or anything like that.
I mean, but I got no issue with it. Like, I definitely think, like, women, like, should get paid equally.
But there's a problem with that. The specific problem is the league does not make any sort of money whatsoever. So at the end of the day, they have
That's
to be profitable. You gotta,
like,
pay.
Where's the revenue gonna come from?
Exactly. You gotta pay your refs. You gotta pay the revenue for the streaming platforms that have your games on their sites to make the league more popular.
Mm-hmm.
And even from jersey sales, you don't even make money from that. So it's just like at the end of the day, you can't pay someone increased commissions if, like, the league doesn't make nothing.
Yeah, I to be honest, I don't really know too much about the WNBA. I was getting into it when, like, last season with,
when,
like, Caitlin
Clark
and, like, Angel Reese
came
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I was that was really huge, and I love watching them too in more, like, March Madness and stuff like that. Like, that was cool. That was probably, like, the only fun fact. That was probably the only, like, March Madness games I watched highlights of. Like, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, them matching up, and then Caitlin Clark as well, like, furthering past that as well. That,
obviously.
Dude, that was fun as hell.
The things she's done for the game, man, is just insane.
I got
people around the world knowing who she is, man.
I just don't know too much about this. And also, too, like, I would love to see them get paid. Like, even if it's not equally, like, definitely, like, in the millions. Because there's no reason why, like, you're making, like,
70,000.
A couple, like,
70,000
grand.
Not even 100 grand. The highest paid is, like, I think AJ Williams or, like, Aja Wilson, sorry, from Las Vegas. And she's getting paid, like, 100-something thousand. Sorry.
Yeah, and it's also, too, like, in their off season, I think, don't they have to, like, play in, like,
they
don't
play
they have
in
to, like,
other
go overseas?
Leagues. They go overseas, playing, like, rival, like,
so,
overtime,
like,
elite.
That's a lot of, like, wear and tear as well on the body, too. So, like, yeah, I would definitely love for them to, like, start getting paid in the millions. And
like I said,
I just don't know how the
problem you can. Like, you, it's not – if you pay them more, like, in the millions, that league is going to get more money degenerated from them. They're not going to be able to, like, you know, keep up with the deals. It's just not going to be profitable. It's like the government giving people mild money, right, during COVID.
Yeah.
That put a huge dent in our economy for that exact reason of just giving stuff out to people. And I'm not saying they shouldn't deserve it. They probably should get paid in the millions, although you have to create a lane for people to watch it. Obviously, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese did a lot for the league. It's getting a lot better, but you need to keep on incorporating these new superstars into today's league to continue it, you know, being, you know, successful and profitable and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, man. I really do hope, like, there's some way in which they could get paid. That way, like, the players, like, feel comfortable coming back to play and stuff like that for the WNBA. Because I know there's, like, I know Angel Reese said, like, oh, like, you might, like, sit out. Not
play.
But I really do, like, hope that happens because, like, the WNBA was, like, popping off. And, like, I was interested in watching that. Like, I'm one of those people where, like, I like watching sports, period. It doesn't really matter.
Uh-huh.
I don't really care, like, the gender or anything like that. None of that really matters to me. So, like, when one, like, let's say, like, the NBA season finishes, I love basketball. So, like, I'll watch the WNBA season. Like, I just want to see basketball, and I just want to see good basketball, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I don't really, like, care.
Yeah, which is fair. I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I keep on incorporating these new stars, and I feel like over the next 10 years, this thing is going to be big, man. I've been saying that since day one.
Juju Watkins? Am I butchering a name?
Juju Watkins. Oh, you said
perfect. Dude, and then, like, Paige?
Paige, she's for my UConn? Favorite player,
oh,
man.
Dude.
My favorite
Fun
player.
To watch. I'm telling you, man, the WNBA is going to be huge, like, in the next couple of years.
Superstars coming in, man.
Dude.
The underdog
talent
stories.
Is crazy. I'm excited to see this, like, the product grow. I'm excited to, like, see it expand and really, like, hopefully down the line, like, I really do hope, like, the women get paid, like, the right money.
Hopefully.
They should, bro.
One day we're going to get there.
Yo,
man.
Like, dude, the NBA is, like, in the, like, 100
millions,
millions. Bro.
You see Victor Wembanyama's contract? 40-something million dollars.
What?
You know, I know Caitlin Clark's contract.
What was Jaylen Brown's contract and Jason Tatum?
240 million.
Yes, over how many courses? Like, was it 5
or
years?
Or 300 million, sorry.
Was it five years or like?
It was over like 5 years. I could.
Where the hell are we getting this money from?
The league makes money. That's the difference. The NBA
I know
makes
that.
Money.
I know
they
that.
Get ticket sales. Everybody across the world knows basketball. Mm-hmm. Everybody
yeah,
knows
like,
the NBA. My mama knows the NBA. Your mama knows the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody does. Not everybody knows the WNBA.
Shout out Mama Dukes. But, yeah, for sure. Like, dude, if I'm making, like, 70 grand and then I got to play overseas or in the summer while everybody else is in Cancun and chilling, and then, like, my male counterparts are getting, like, 100 mil, get to chill, Cancun. Dude.
Don't hate
dude.
The player, man. Hate the game.
Dude,
that's a, you know
dude.
The fans.
Well, the
saying.
Game need to get fixed because respectfully, like 70,000 to 100 mil, 200 mil, that 300 mil
that's
contract.
That's still good money.
Is
though.
Crazy.
That's still good money.
Yeah,
though.
No, I'm
you're
not.
Paying that for 4-5 months out of the year.
No, no,
you're
dude, dude, dude. There's nothing wrong with like that. That's not bad money. Like 70 grand.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's
it's
not
good money.
Bad money.
And you get to travel all across the country.
Yeah, but like.
But yeah.
Again, like if I'm seeing somebody else playing the same sport as me.
Uh huh.
Shit, and they make more than me. Shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like a star caliber player in my side of the things too, mm-hmm. and I'm not getting paid anywhere close to that. I would at least want like 12 mil.
Well,
I understand the league is probably not – the league isn't generating enough money and stuff like that. So I really do hope, like – again, I don't know the money side of things, but I really do hope, like, all of that gets fixed. That way, like, they could get paid because I would also be on strike with injuries too.
I mean, there's some players in the league that are, like, I don't care really much about it. Like, Cameron Brink, Caitlin Clark, we're like, we don't really care about that. Obviously, endorsement deals have a lot to do with this.
Huge.
Because, like, you make more money from those endorsement deals than you do from, like, regular playing. Like, Caitlin Clark's, I don't even know if you've seen her Nike contract. It's $25 million over the course of her career. Yeah. Yeah, man. So, that's just insane. That's, like, good generational money right there. So, obviously, there's endorsements that gotta go into this. They make more money from that than
yeah.
this.
But
regular
yeah.
contracts.
Yeah, man. I'm. Listen, man. I'm all for the WNBA. I love basketball. Period. And the talent that's coming in, especially after like this March Madness and college season, it's gonna be huge.
Which is very.
So I'm really hoping like they start the pay starts increasing more and more and more as like more endorsements come, more attraction and everything. Cause I like me some basketball and
yeah.
shit. WNBA, I know it gets like a lot of shade from other people, especially like guys, but it's fun to watch.
It is. I mean, there's a famous like view that like the WNBA isn't entertaining to watch, And it just comes from people that I don't think watch the games. Because if you watch a Caitlin Clark game versus, like, the Chicago Sky and Angel Reese, that game is competitive, fun to watch. I mean, listen, it is. It's not the NBA, I'll say that.
Let me say something, yo.
Don't get us canceled now.
No, hell no. Never. I don't even got thoughts like that. But the WNBA, my New York team, the Knicks, the WNBA New York team won a chip. Won a championship.
The Liberty, man.
Shout out Liberty. Hold on. Not even, yo, shout out Liberty.
I was at the game, too. I was at the finals during our fall break, man.
I went to both games. I think the year that they won it, too, the hockey team for New York also went to the finals.
I know.
And then that was the year we got taken out of the, what was it? Was it the semifinals of the playoffs, the guys, NBA?
That was last year, man.
Was it last year?
Yes, it was last year.
It was last year. Yes, yes, yes. Shout out Liberty, man. Y'all really took it home for us.
I know. Yeah. I love this.
I was hype as hell. I was like, there was only one New York team won. It was like the Liberty. I was like, all right, but at least we won.
At least we won. First one in franchise history. At least we won. I was at the game.
Thank y'all for taking it home for us.
I was at the game, right? And the freaking people, you know how there's people that are there to like check your tickets if you go down? I was there. I was telling with them, and they were out there dancing. They were minding their job. They were telling me, yo, go down, go celebrate. I'm just like, damn. I never get this courtesy ever.
So, like, yeah, like, dude, listen to this. Like, the Yankees couldn't take one home. In hockey, we couldn't take one home.
Basketball. Knicks,
Jesus Christ. The last time we won was probably, like, when?
1970s.
Yeah.
Somebody trying to get in. Well, in a second. But, like, yeah, I mean, that was the last time. And then, like, the first time in, like, 15 years where the team hasn't won.
Thank you. Because, I don't know, we got to. Thank you.
Okay, man.
Because New York was looking kind of slow.
All right, we gotta finish this up because somebody is coming in. But like I said, man, I do want to say thank you so much for coming on this podcast. You've always been my boy, man, and I appreciate you for that too. That was and fun. Any last things you want to say, bro?
I'm back here next week because I gotta make sure my prediction is right. If Auburn loses, you will not see me.
You will not see him next week. Okay, we're playing in that account, bro. Playing that account. I appreciate you. You're my dog. Really. I'll catch you later. Visit DNG Podcast,
have a
man.
Good day. Stay blessed.
And I'll catch y'all later. God bless.
Peace.
All right, we're back.
But, Lakers have been, like, really fun to watch, man.
They have been. Dude. The Lakers have been such a good team to watch.
Like, and I've been saying that, too. I feel like a lot of people throw shade on Luka Doncic because of the defense and stuff like that. Like, don't get me wrong. His defense is not the best.
It's not.
It's not the best. But his usage rate on offense makes up for it. Like, he just could go off any night. And he makes his team better. And now that he actually has, like, a team. Because I always make up this, like, look at the Mavs lineup in, like, the past, like, 5 years that Luka has been on it.
Like, it's not bad. Don't get me wrong. It's just, like, not what it is right now for the Lakers, man. I mean, he has Jalen Brunson, but that was before he went into his superstar era. Kristaps Porzingis didn't really work out for him. You know, stuff like that. Obviously, you got Kyrie recently. But at the same time, you didn't leave, like, enough time for it to melt in. That was arguably his best team, too, because they went to the finals, obviously. But
yeah, like, that. I think Kyrie was probably, like, his best teammate there, right? I mean, they went to the finals, considering that. Kyrie was a huge part of that. Then they had, like, Gafford as well, played a huge role.
Derek Lively, I think it was his rookie year. Huge role in that offense.
He's a really good center. He's young, too. That's what he's like, what, 7 feet tall?
Yeah, that's an energetic young center that they were able to develop. They could have still, you know, develop him, but, like, obviously Luka got traded and, you know, its usage went down. I mean, that's why you see, like, Jackson Hayes taking the next step for the Lakers because he's able to get somebody that, you know, can do the pick and roll with him. And throw a lob up to him and Luka. So
and that lineup is just dangerous because you have AD, and then LeBron, the real big three.
Why do you say AD? AD's
got. Oh no, it's A. It's A. AR, Reeves. I'm sorry. AR, I'm AR, sorry. Get that man out.
AR 15. AR 15, man. But he's been going off.
That lineup is so dangerous. Luka Doncic, LeBron, and then A. Reeves.
It's not the best defense in the world, but, like, if that offense, it's going to be like, yo, Jesus, how are you going to compete, man?
Dude, it's so fun watching them, man.
It is. They don't even need a true center backcourt to, like, do stuff with.
Yeah, and they even, like, we talk about, like, the Cavs as well. Like, another team, too, the Cavs. I think the Cavs are, like, really fun to watch.
They are. I mean, this is the best team, obviously, they had since LeBron left for the Lakers, you know, in the past, like, eight-something years. So that's very, very impressive. They've been to 60 wins only a handful of times in their franchise's history. So it's a good thing to see. I like seeing Cleveland good again, man. I'll say that.
Yeah, and then Darius Garland is, like, hooping. Like, he's had, like, a kind of a slump since his All-Star break. He's like hooping.
He is.
And then Donovan Mitchell, man. I keep telling people this, man. He is nasty, bro.
Like, I don't know why people aren't talking about him in the MVP conversation. I'll say that right now. Like, why?
How much is he averaging?
Like, he's going crazy. I mean, you got to see his averages. I mean, they're almost identical to some of the MVP candidates like Jason Tatum, Bron, stuff like that, whatever. But they've been going off regardless. I just, I got to say it. I mean, you could pull up the stats right now. What does it say?
Right, we're going to look at it right now. Hopefully his Wi-Fi like cuts in very quick. He's averaging 24 points per game.
Mm-hmm. I think like 28 earlier, but I guess it went down. But, yeah, regardless, he's still doing good for this year, man.
He's a bucket, bro. Like
throughout his entire career, man. People just didn't know before Cleveland.
Donovan Mitchell, man. He's an amazing player, man.
Spida is him, man. And then you got this entire team built – you know, perfectly around him. Got Jared Allen at center, man, obviously. His development went out of the roof.
At one magical point, there was even rumors that he was going to come to the Knicks. That whole, like, free agency thing with Jalen Brunson and stuff like that. I wouldn't mind having him.
I mean, if we signed Jared Allen, then we wouldn't have gotten Kat.
You mean...
Which one are you talking about? You're talking about Spida. I mean, there was still a possibility we could have signed Jared Allen in that one off season too. But like, if you're talking about Spida in that one off season, then like, yeah. It would have been crazy too. I preferred Brunson most at the end of the day.
Oh man, I love Brunson.
Yeah.
Love him. But yeah, man, Cavs, we gotta show love to Cavs, man. Like they really like developed their own identity on that team, and like shit, like the standings prove it, like they on fire. Do I still think they beat in the Knicks now? Knicks in four.
Do I think they're beating the Celtics either? No, they're not.
Those have been battles, I mean, man.
They have been battles. Don't get me wrong, but it just seems like the Cavs are just like a regular season team. Like, you know those teams that are good in a regular season, then playoff time, it's not it.
Yeah, I mean, watching the few Cavs and Celtics games, like, earlier on, like, the games, like, I feel like the Celtics always take the game by, the third quarter. Like, they'll have, a huge lead. And then, like, the Cavs, that fourth quarter takeover is just there, you know?
It is. They've developed their identity around that. But at the same time, the playoffs is a whole different machine. Like, you see this happening in the regular season. I understand why it scares some people. But, like, at the end of the day, that stuff goes out the window. Yeah. Once you got to go in a seven-game series with somebody.
I think
players play differently. You know, injuries aren't, you know, really a big thing, or it's something you take into account. You're just like, okay, go play 100%. Go do this. So.
And the Celtics are, like, a really good defensive team. Man, listen, I got to give them props, man.
I mean, they won a championship last year, so obviously their defense is somewhat good. Come on.
Man, no, but the last year's championship run that they – well, not championship run. The championship match that they had, for sure, definitely was, like – that was shocking to see, like, their defense, how they were forcing turnovers and stuff like that. And just,
I know.
They are definitely, like, a scary team. Even watching them, like right now, like, I'm terrified. My Knicks, I don't think my Knicks have beaten them.
I don't think once they have.
This season.
Which is scary. I mean, there's that. And then, like, the Detroit Pistons, they are my concern. Like, I was so shocked. I was shocked the entire season seeing this resurgence, man.
Go to the playoffs.
After, like, two straight seasons of sucking. Like that. I'm pretty sure they had the longest streak of active losses in NBA history at some point. Or they're tied with it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's just.
Yeah, they were giving out like free Wingstop just so they could win last season. I was about to go to a Detroit game.
I was about to cash out, man. And then the day that I was about to go get some wings, they said, "Yo, they won." I was like,
"Can you imagine how many parlays were won, bro? Just because it was the Pistons, bro? Like you knew for sure, like they was losing game.
They had to give money to the other people. Like, damn,
yo, bro, man. I saw a free Wingstop. I was like, yo, man, you know what? A trip to Detroit wouldn't sound too bad right now. I guess a free Wingstop.
Give me some, man.
No, I definitely like had them before the season upcoming. Like I had usually like I have these basketball talks with like my father and stuff like that. And uh-huh. I usually like try to make predictions and stuff like that. But yeah, no. I told him like, listen, a team to watch out for is definitely Detroit. Like Cade Cunningham is a
baller,
especially
man.
After how last season was, bro, he definitely like has a chip on his shoulder, and this season they've hooped.
He's arguably the best point guard in the NBA, man. You know
one
that?
Of them, yeah.
Arguably one of them. I mean, there's him, Steph, like obviously Dame before he got injured, dude. But like still, you're looking at all these guys, and it's like he's the best youngest guard. Maybe you could put LaMelo in that conversation, but like,
nah, LaMelo. I feel like LaMelo.
He's good, but just like
LaMelo's so. Talented dude, mm-hmm. Like watching LaMelo. Like I love watching Charlotte. Charlotte has an amazing announcer, commentator. Pause. And just their team is so fun to watch. LaMelo's just like huge. I also grew up watching like what was that show on YouTube? You know what I'm talking about?
I remember. What you gotta give me a hint?
Where they were like documenting like the Ball brothers' lives and stuff like that.
Oh, I don't even know. Ball is like it's like something.
Nah.
It's some TV show. I know which one you're talking about. So, yeah, I just don't know.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, basically, like I grew up watching, like, the Ball Brothers and stuff like that. So, like, yeah, like, they're just fun to watch always.
And people like to hate on their dad, but it's just like.
Oh, dude, if you hate on LeVar, bro. I mean, people understand it. He do got, you know what I'm saying?
A big mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, but he a funny guy, man.
I mean, this dude was talking about he'd beat Michael Jordan in his prime one-on-one. I don't know about that.
You kidding me?
I don't know. Are you kidding
LeBron
me?
LeBron couldn't handle
me. Making my day, he couldn't do this.
Even now, bro, like on TikTok, have you been seeing his rants?
Yeah,
bro?
I mean, he recently got his leg
take
amputated.
Take back that Primby account.
God damn it. He's funny as hell. I'll give you that. Yeah. But, like, think about how crazy this is. He made every single one of his sons famous. Lonzo,
dude,
NBA player.
He went
LaMelo,
3 for 3.
NBA player. Jello put up the hottest song of the year. Still to this day.
Whoa.
Hold on. I'm telling you, man. Everybody loves it. We were jamming it in the bus on the way here.
Listen, man. That man.
Went 3 for 3.
I don't know how you go 3 for 3 like that. But shout out LeVar, bro. He's a GOAT, man.
I'd be so proud if those were my sons and I did all that. I would say the same thing, too. I would talk trash about anybody, man.
He was saying some bogus things, man. He was talking about, like, Lonzo going to be better than Curry, and
I mean.
I don't know about that.
Maybe he was talking about Melo, bro. Maybe he was just, like, wrong with the wrong son. I don't know.
Speaking about Curry, dude.
Legendary. Dude. Legendary.
No, did you see that game?
Legendary.
I think it was like Golden State against was it Houston?
And I could be tripping too. Didn't he score like 60 points or was that somebody else? Maybe that
was
somebody
Jokic.
Else.
We're gonna
that
get
was Jokic.
Into
We're going to get into Jokic too. But Curry scored 50. I know damn well he scored 50,
We're
right?
We're going to get into like Jokic.
Which any MVP talks because it's getting insane. It's getting hyped up right now. But, yeah, Curry's been going off, too. I mean, he's been doing this
Curry almost
since
broke
the
three-point record. I think he had, like, what was it, like 12 or, like, 13 three-pointers?
I know. If you let him in for a little bit more time in the fourth, I mean, shoot.
They just fade. It was Memphis, man.
It was Memphis.
Dude, Curry had, like, let's look at this, man.
They just could not stop him. And this was fresh off them firing their head coach of, like, 5+ years, man. So, obviously, they were in abysmal, obviously, like, panic mode. Didn't have the defensive schemes done, correctly and stuff like that.
But they
still
put up a game, though. Like
they did. I mean, what was the final score? It was like...
Here, the final score was... Oh, my God. Speaking of Utah, they got blown up by, like, 30-something. Oh, Jesus Christ.
What was the score?
I think it was on, like, Tuesday. What was it? Yeah, it was 134 to 125.
So Curry put up 50-something points, and
no,
they still got
think. Like, yeah, he put... Yo, Curry had...
51?
Listen to this, y'all. Curry had 52.
52.
10 rebounds, 8 assists, 5 steals. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, 5 steals.
They say he don't play defense. Mm.
And 1 block. Mind you, this man shot 60% from 3.
Oh, Lord.
And made 12 of them. He almost broke the 3-point record. And he shot 60% from 3.
That sounds like my mic player, bro.
So, not even my mic player could do that, bro.
60% from 3, that's
that
insane.
That is absurd.
That is absurd, bro. The man is literally not human.
We
just simply.
Oh, man, we got to have these conversations, man. Like, we... I don't know, man. Shout out to my old heads and stuff like that, my OGs, but, like, there's no way Magic Johnson is, like, better.
Bro, who is saying Magic Johnson is better? Who?
Shout out my OGs, bro, my old heads.
Your uncles is saying that. Your uncles and aunts is saying that back in the 80s. Like, oh, back in my day, basketball used to be.
Yeah. Go watch the tape. Yeah, we watched the tape, man.
Oh, Will Chamberlain scored over 100 points. Nobody can do that nowadays. It's like, nah, man.
Let me just say this. Crazy. Let me just say this, bro. Respectfully, I love Magic Johnson. I do, too. I'm not going to lie. I'm part Lakers fan because of Magic Johnson and Kobe Bryant. I swear to my soul, man. But Curry, what he's done for the game of basketball will never be done ever again, bro. Dude, respectfully. His influence. People score three-pointers mainly just because of him, man. Have you seen the way the NBA
people are shooting half-court shots. I'll literally go play right now. I'll go back to New York City, right? I'll go play pickup. One dude's going to attempt the half-court shot. I'll attempt the half-court shot. I'm not that guy. Not that guy.
People think they
can
do it.
But because Curry's in the league and he could do it, I'm going to think that I'm that guy.
That's a lot of people, bro. They don't understand the work that he took over many, many years to get that shot.
That's crazy.
And people don't do it. Or maybe you're just not talented enough to maybe shoot it. That's okay. But, like, man.
I've never seen anybody have to guard somebody from the minute they leave the parking lot.
You saw that actual that game. Meme, bro, like, yes. With Mark Phillips. He was just like, hold on.
RDC?
You're not going nowhere. Hold on. Not getting a shot. And then he just said,
he's
yo,
just
calm
walking
down.
Through the thing.
And he's like, calm down. And then he sits down. Oh, okay. And
but
then
Curry shot like, yeah, Curry shot to juke him in the parking lot and stuff like that. I'll tell you.
And still bro, hit the court?
You can't, like... Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, when we talk about, like, I'll have conversations, like, again, with, like, my old heads and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All love to them. Like, no, never shade. Love you guys. But my whole thing is, like, how do you guard a person that could shoot 50, like, that could, that when he, the minute he gets above half court is automatically, like, a threat. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. From half court, from logo range, already a threat, you know? How do you guard that? And then he doesn't even need the ball to succeed. Like, he could play off the ball. Hell, yeah. He could set a screen, and then he could get open. Boom. It's how do you guard this? Really,
that's
like,
true.
How do we guard this? Because I don't think hand-checking is going to fix this.
It's not. And I don't think it's going to come back anytime soon, respectfully. Like how it was back in the 2000s and stuff like that. So, respectfully, I just don't see it. But at the same time, I mean, he's going to be remembered for years just because of his influence with the game of basketball.
Curry,
what's he been able to do since then?
I think Curry could keep going until, like, he's, like, 41, 42. Like, his
like
way.
Like LeBron-esque. But, like, yeah. Obviously, he's not going to be as physical going to the reg.
Oh, yeah. But Curry doesn't need to be like that physical.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Literally, like, even as a spot-up shooter, the man is still, like, a danger, you know? Yeah, dude. I'm sorry, like, Curry for me is, like, all-time PG.
All-time, yeah. In many people's eyes, he's already all-time PG. I mean, that Olympic run that he had back last year just solidified it for me, man. I'm like, yeah, there's nobody better at the point guard position ever than him.
Curry had me waving the American flag from my house, bro. That three-pointer, you should, yo.
Had the whole country unified. Jesus. Like, I love America.
Yo, bro, that man, bro. Like, they were sending doubles his way, and they still couldn't stop him.
Like, they put, you know, 7-foot Wemby on him on one possession. And he almost was close to blocking the ball, but it still went in.
Just
butter it, bro.
You still can't stop it.
Mm-hmm. Shoots it high. Man.
I hope I never face somebody like that in my life. Like,
you would never
I might actually, like, retire. from sports in general. Like, even from, like, commentary, even from podcast, you'll never see me back here again.
You'll never see him back here again. And it's going to happen later today. That's going to happen at your game, too. I'm going to see that, too.
Oh, no.
No, not today. But what about the MVP talks, man? I mean, obviously, Shea and Jokic.
SGA, I feel like, definitely is going to get it this year. And then I feel like there's going to be a policy change towards, like, fouling and stuff like that.
What? Why so? Oh, because he's abusing the hell out of it. I mean, Chris Paul's been doing this for years, man. He learned that from Chris Paul.
I definitely think, like, fouling and, like, getting to the free throw line is a skill. Let's just get that straight. So, like, the fact that he's able to do that, like, I don't undermine his ability at all. I think, like, the fact that he's even able to get there is, like, huge, right? But I don't know, man. The fans, you know what I'm saying? But definitely think Shea got it in the bag. He's been having, like, a stellar season. He's just – dude's insane. But, yo, Joker, man.
I know. He's the real deal. He's having an all-time season. You know his stats from this season compared to Russell Westbrook's 2017 MVP triple-double season? Yeah. Is actually better. Yeah. And it's on better efficiency, too. So he's having a better season than an all-time great season already before. Yep. So are we really going to take that away from him?
And the thing is, like, Jokic, dude, like, he just has, like, this chill-ass mentality, too, where, like, he doesn't...
He doesn't care about basketball.
He just wants, like, to go home.
I want to go back to my horses back in Serbia, man.
He's, he's averaging so, like, he's so good. And on top of that, too, like, he's a triple-double machine. And then he's dropping 60 on your team and just wants to go home. Like, dude, love Joker, man.
He's a funny dude. I'll give you that. Right during games.
I think Shea got it. I think also, like, his team and stuff like that, his standing is definitely going to play a role in, like, his MVP run for sure. And... I don't know. I think Shea really got this one.
I just feel like the argument has always been, like, does he make his team better? Like, does he make Shea? Their team better? Which guy makes their team better? My thing is that Jokic makes his team from a bad team to a good team. Meanwhile, Shea takes his team from a good team to an all-time great team. So that's the debate right here. So, like, what do you take from each guy's situation? Like...
I don't know. I think it's a good question. I think I don't know if we could really compare the two. I think they're both really doing, like, great things. I think, like, they both have, like, really good pieces around them that are very key to their success.
You wouldn't say one guy has more help or more good teammates.
I want to say OKC definitely has, like, the more help on paper. Right, because, like, Denver Nuggets, they're dealing, like, they have a Russell Westbrook who's still cooking, right? But, like, the
Jamal,
like,
Murray
passed his prime a little bit. You still got Jamal Murray. They got Bron. What is it, Bron? Who?
I'm trying to remember his name.
Yeah, Bron. He's popping off.
MPJ.
As well. MPJ. But I don't know, man. I think OKC definitely, like, has the better pieces around them.
Which, realistically, you're probably right. It's just like. At the same time, is it, like, better to go from good or, like, okay to good or great? Or is it better to go from great to, like, all-time great?
I think both teams are great. I think, like, if you put them together in the playoffs, like, that'll be definitely, like, a matchup to see, you know? So, I don't know. I wouldn't, like, say, like, one – I would definitely say OKC has better pieces, but I think they're both great in their own ways, you know?
Which is true. Like, if you were a coach and you had to go up against one of these two guys, doesn't matter what it is, which guy would you say?
I don't know which
barrier.
Team to pick. I don't know.
Like, you don't know?
No. I think it'll be a good matchup to watch both of them.
I get that. I'm just saying, like, if you were supposedly, like, an 8 seed or a 7 seed and you had the opportunity to choose which one you'd be, and then Denver and, like, you know, OKC are number one, number two, for example. You're just like, which guy would you rather face, Shai or, you know, Nikola Jokic? Because, like,
I wouldn't want to face none of them.
None of them.
Immediate retire.
But, like, whose would be, like, the person, like, you wouldn't want to face against the most? Like, who's the guy you're just,
okay,
like, nope.
Okay, so I would. Okay, Oh, I would say OKC.
OKC.
I would say OKC.
Why OKC?
Do it again, bro. Like, they have pieces all around the board that are just dangerous. Their bench is dangerous. We like Alex Caruso, huge. Like, that's. So I would say like OKC because they're all around pieces. Like, that's just a terrible team to go up against.
You'd have no chance. I'd be straight up. If you're like a Western Conference team, unless you're like having a solid team, I guess the Lakers obviously, but guys like.
But didn't, like, sneak the Mavericks up. Last year take them out, though?
They did take them out, but, like, that's because they were an inexperienced team. None of that team except Alex Caruso has actual championship-level experience. So that's the one critique everybody puts on the OKC Thunder every year.
Like, they're young.
Yeah, but that could be a problem at times.
Nah, you're right, definitely. Like, the age, for sure. Like, you know, they're not old and stuff like that, so, you know, they're going to be more energetic. They're going to be able to play more, put up more numbers, but... That inexperience does, like, come in huge.
It does.
You know?
For, like, other teams, like, that's the one thing that I've been saying since day one. Like, the Minnesota Timberwolves have over them against the Los Angeles Lakers recently. Like, all those guys have been on a championship team. You think the
Minnesota Timberwolves, like, right now have that?
I feel like when you put that team all together, yeah. And they're all together at once, you know, healthy – They're led by good leadership. They have a good coach, which they do, by the way. I feel like they could actually take them out. I do. I'm not saying it's a guaranteed. If Minnesota what?
Minnesota against who?
If Minnesota gets OKC, it's possible they could beat them. It is possible. It's not 100%. There is a chance. People are like, oh, it's not going to happen. It's not 100% they'll make it past the second round. First round, I believe there's no doubt. There's nobody that can... Take them in the first round. The Memphis Grizzlies, are you kidding me? Absolutely not. But when it comes to second round, bear with me.
We're talking about Memphis or Minnesota?
I'm talking about Minnesota.
Minnesota, okay.
Talking about Minnesota. That there's no doubt in my mind that if you put a team like that against OKC, there's a possibility they could win.
There's a possibility.
Because if they have veteran leadership, obviously Anthony Edwards is that guy too, just like Shea, people just been forgetting about him all season because they haven't been having a good season like last season.
Yeah. And then they do have that point guard. What's his name? Mike Conley. So Mike Conley's also huge. I would not say, like, Julius Randle. Like, Knicks fan again. But, like, we haven't made it stupid far.
Which makes sense. They wanted to move on from Cat because of the fact that, you know, they want to, like, have Rudy Gobert in the lineup, make him get most
of
the minutes.
To be honest, man, to this point in the NBA, I still don't see how that trade makes sense for Minnesota. Like, Dante DiVincenzo's not being used as much. I think he's, like, a bench player.
I'm pretty sure he is for them, like, an eighth man.
And, like, he's not being used as much. And then Julius Randle's like, dude, I haven't heard from him in, like... When he was on the Knicks, man, I'm seeing Julius Randle 30-point games, stuff like that. Can we find this real quick?
30 points per game? Hey, he has a career high
not
in assists
per game.
Not 30
points per game, but, like, he was getting 30 points a game.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's averaging 19, 4, and, like, yeah, 5, so. I'd say, right now. So it's not like he's having a bad year. It's just, like, not compared to his Knicks years.
Yeah.
So don't, like, testify that he's having, you know, a very, very bad year.
It's, I don't know, man.
That's just like, you know.
I think Minnesota definitely, like, messed up huge. Like, y'all should have kept Anthony. Y'all should have kept Carl Anthony Towns. Y'all should have kept him, paid him money, of course. Really just kept y'all team. Like, y'all had the DNA and everything. Y'all almost made it to the finals. You know what I'm saying? And now, like, they had a chance before. I don't think really, like, this year, like, I'm not saying they won't. I'm not saying, like, they don't got a chance. But that team don't got, like, chemistry. That team, I don't know.
You're talking about the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Timberwolves.
Anthony Edwards team, yeah, with Julius Randle.
I don't really agree, man.
Dude,
I don't really agree. I mean, right now, I'm pretty sure they're 40. Something wins in.
Did
I can double
they make
check
it to
right
40s
now.
Or are they still in the 30s?
They should have made it to 40s by now. I'll double check for you. They're at 44 and 32 right now.
44 and 32.
Win-loss record. But, like, you're talking about a team that made it to the Western Conference Finals last year. And but doesn't that was have with
Carl Anthony Towns.
And I'm pretty sure we're the same team that beat, you know, beg me if I'm wrong, they beat OKC. Maybe I could be wrong there.
Yeah.
I probably am wrong.
But y'all don't have but Carl still. Anthony Towns, though.
But true, it's not like he made an absolute gorgeous like impact like last season. I mean, yeah, Julius Randle is a tier lower. I'll say that, okay?
Listen, man, but Julius Randle, listen, I'm telling you right now, from being a Knicks fan and having Julius Randle on our team, that's a downgrade.
My goodness. Well, obviously, anybody in the world would say that. But I'm just saying, at the same time, you can't count this team out.
Okay,
you
cannot. No. Count them out? Hell no.
Absolutely not. But you're acting like they're not a good team. This is the same team that made the Western Conference Finals, for God's sakes.
But count them out? No. I wouldn't count them out, but like.
You guys can tell me if
they're wrong. They're a miracle team, for sure. If I'm wrong, y'all critique me, fine.
A miracle team? So like one of those March Madness miracle teams that make it to the finals?
Yeah, I don't think they're like a huge underdog. Like I wouldn't be surprised if I see them go far, but like if they really do go far, like that'd be like a good team to root for if you're like an underdog type of guy.
It would be. I mean,
I just personally don't see them like going to the finals.
I don't see any team outside the top five.
Do they have a better chance than my Knicks? Probably. Probably.
And that's in the Western Conference too. The Western Conference is more stacked than the Eastern. Everybody knows that.
Dude,
everybody knows that, man. Come on.
Yo, man, the Western Conference is like hell, bro. I would hate to play in the Western Conference.
Okay. I'll get the stats up right now. The lowest seeded team that could potentially make the playoffs is the Sacramento Kings at number 10. They're 36-40. Lowest for the East, 34-42 for the Bulls. But then you have to go all the way back. Look all the way down. The stats just keep on going worse and worse. You can look at the best teams in the East, too. It's statistically worse than the West. It doesn't sound like it from what I'm saying, but trust me, bro, it is not as good as the Western Conference.
No, disrespectfully. No. Dude, the East is not as dangerous as the West.
I mean, the team below the Bulls was like 28 and something, whatever. The team below the Kings is 35-41.
Yeah.
In the Phoenix Suns, I'm sorry, but like still.
Oh, man, the Suns are garbage. sorry. Anybody from Phoenix?
And Kevin Durant's my favorite player too, man. But like when you're talking about the Suns, man, just like they're gonna trade him this offseason.
They have to.
Everybody knows that. That's not a debate. But like, it's just like which team he's gonna go to, and like it's how do you hard to
trade Kevin Durant too? Because
he's
like
36.
Yeah, but like his value, like his trade value, is very high.
It's high, but you get like a solid good 3 years out of him. If he gets traded, I mean, but at
like,
most.
Is it worth it? I feel like all the teams now in the NBA at least have, like, a young player. You know what I'm saying?
They do. I mean, would you trade your future for Kevin Durant that could maybe help you win for, like, 2 years, 3 years?
Listen, being a Knicks fan, please do not give up no more fucking picks. Please, bro.
Kevin Durant, like, would you and trade, like, some of your bench for KD if you were a Knicks fan? Like, we're both Knicks
fans.
Trade
some of my bench. We need a bench, bro. The bench players at this point, they're the ones like, yo, bro, we need people on the bench.
I just don't know if you've seen a trend from KD ever since he left OKC, but he tends to want to make a super team or leave to go to a super team. We saw it with, obviously, the Warriors. That was an unbeatable team. He won on that team. But like ever since then, he went to the Brooklyn Nets, got his friends.
He formed it with James Harden, and then
didn't work out. Didn't play past 25 games with each other. Went to the Phoenix Suns, tried to do the same thing.
Okay, that year where Harden left and then Kyrie was hooping. KD low key like showed like a glimpse of okay, cool, I could put a team on my back.
He did.
If his foot wasn't on the line for sure, like that team, that's a huge what if right there.
I get mad every day seeing that play, man.
Big-ass shooter.
I couldn't believe it. But like I said, man, went to Phoenix.
But you're right. There is a pattern.
Went to Phoenix with Devin Booker. Already his finals team the year before he went there. And the team just completely collapsed, folded over, stuff like that. And it's just like if he goes to a new team, is he going to, stay the same Kevin Durant that's just like, hey, get me a big free, get me another big guy? And that's a scare a lot of teams have about this man now. So.
When a player like Kevin Durant joins your team, like you kind of like
are forced.
Yeah, you're forced to like Like, look at the Brooklyn Nets before Kevin Durant. Like, dude, that team was, like, huge. That was a really fun team to watch. D'Angelo Russell.
I love that
was,
Nets team.
Yo, bro, dude.
Still my favorite Nets team of all time,
dude,
man.
D'Angelo, dude. D'Lo on the Nets, 24 years old, was a fun player to watch, man. But, yeah, man, look at that. Like, he destroyed that whole team. Like, D'Lo out. The coach that literally got them there, that
Kenny Atkinson,
dude, he was a huge part.
It was amazing
of the Nets' growth and stuff like that. Out
a developmental coach, nonetheless, but he was forced out.
Then he got them like a bunch of picks and stuff like that. Like they were, dude,
they were dismantling the team. And then every single head coach since then, Kevin Durant has been like, "Hey, I don't like Steve Nash. Okay, give me a new guy, whatever, etc." It just like hasn't worked out.
And I don't really know, man. Kevin Durant, bro, like, I.
Like, what do you
if
do?
If his trade value goes down and he's not worth so much and he's not trying to, like, eat up, like, a huge contract, I think he'd be, like, a perfect, like, second or, like, first piece to a team. And then, you know what I'm saying? But it's because, like, his contract is high and then, like, he goes for so much and then trade value, like, it's just hard to get him without having to trade your future.
Mm-hmm. You know? Which is fair. It's still Kevin Durant, I'll give you that. It's just like...
It is, but it's not...
Late 30s, man.
Yeah.
Not prime, like, Kevin Durant.
Prime. If it was prime Kevin Durant, please take these picks. Unguardable, man. I'll have you come over. Take Mikal Bridges, please. We traded five picks for him. He's worth five picks. Please take him.
I mean, all those years ago, prime Kevin Durant, besides LeBron James, was the best player in the world, man.
Hey, man, Kurt, dude.
Like, best player in the world, without a doubt. Everyone knows that. And then it's just like pairing up with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. That's a recipe for a championship every single year. They would have.
If you were a Golden State fan, listen to me, hear me out, eyes. If you were a Golden State fan during that whole like super team thing with Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry, you were generally disliked.
Yeah, like, you were.
You were generally disliked.
Like, I could respect their 2014-2015 ring. I could respect their 2023 ring. It's just I can't do that with Kevin Durant because it was unguardable. You couldn't do nothing about it.
It's LeBron and literally, like, teams would show up, and, like, I would just see – like, I would look at, like, the schedule. I'd be like, okay, cool, the Knicks are facing Golden State. Fuck.
Not going to win that. Going to get blown out. And then there was this one game in the finals, you know, LeBron scored 51. And then it looks like it was going to go down to the wire to overtime. Kevin Durant had a crossover from, like, way behind the three-point line. Shot that thing. It looked like it was in the air for a hot minute. Then it went in. I was just like,
dude,
dang it, bro.
J.R. Smith definitely, like, screwed the Cavaliers. That was funny. LeBron was like.
Just like, what the? What are you doing? What are you doing?
And that was
like,
funny as hell.
It was funny as hell.
But, yeah, man, I don't know, man. KD is huge. I want to say he's a risk, but, like, he's worth so much that, like, it kind of comes out of risk for a team. But he could definitely still, like, be a piece or a key factor to, like, a championship-leading team as long as, like, he's not, like, killing the team's future, you know?
Which he probably will, sadly.
Yeah.
You know, he's done that before, many times before. I wouldn't count a man out.
Dude, for a fact.
What about the WNBA, man?
WNBA.
What you know about the WNBA?
When do they start back up?
They start back up.
Like, a lot of stuff going on with them right now. And, like,
I got you.
They want to get, like, paid and stuff. Like the women there.
We're going to get into that, too, because it's, like, a hot discussion to talk about. I got to watch my words also carefully. I don't want to get no kind of banned or anything like that.
I mean, I got no issue with it. Like, I definitely think, like, women, like, should get paid equally.
But there's a problem with that. The specific problem is the league does not make any sort of money whatsoever. So at the end of the day, they have
to
be profitable. You gotta pay.
Like, where's the revenue gonna come from?
Exactly. You gotta pay your refs. You gotta pay the revenue for the streaming platforms that have your games on their sites to make the league more popular.
Mm-hmm.
And even from jersey sales, you don't even make money from that. So it's just like at the end of the day, you can't pay someone increased commissions if, like, the league doesn't make nothing.
Yeah, I to be honest, honestly, I don't really know too much about the WNBA. I was getting into it when, like, last season with, when like, Caitlin Clark and, like, Angel Reese. That was really huge. And I love watching them, too, in, more, like, March Madness and stuff like that. Like, that was cool. That was probably, like, the only – fun fact, that was probably the only, like, March Madness games I watched highlights of. Like, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, them matching up, and then Caitlin Clark as well, like, furthering past that as well. That,
obviously.
That was fun as hell.
The thing she's done for the game, man, is just insane.
Yeah,
people around the world knowing who she is, man.
I just don't know too much about this, and also, too, like, I would love to see them get paid. Like, even if it's not equally, like, definitely, like, in the millions, because there's no reason why, like, you're making, like,
70,000.
Like a couple like
70,000. Not even 100 grand. The highest paid is like, I think, AJ Williams or like Angel Wilson, from Las Vegas, and she's getting paid like 100 something thousand. Sorry.
Yeah, and it's also too, like, in their off season, I think, don't they have to like play in like
they
like,
play in the other leagues. They go overseas, play in like rival, like so overtime, like, elite.
That's a lot of like wear and tear as well on the body too. So, like, yeah, I would definitely love for them to, like, start getting paid in the millions. And
like I said,
I just don't know how the
problem room. You can. Like, you, it's not – if you pay them more, like, in the millions, that league is going to get more money degenerated from them. They're not going to be able to, like, you know, keep up with the deals. It's just not going to be profitable. It's like the government giving people mild money, right, during COVID.
Yeah.
That put a huge dent in our economy for that exact reason of just giving stuff out to people. And I'm not saying they shouldn't deserve it. They probably should get paid in the millions, although you have to create a lane for people to watch it. Obviously, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese did a lot for the league. It's getting a lot better, but you need to keep on incorporating these new superstars into today's league to continue it, you know, being, you know, successful and profitable and stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I really do hope, like, there's some way in which they could get paid. That way, like, the players, like, feel comfortable coming back to play and stuff like that for the WNBA. Because I know there's, like, I know Angel Reese said, like, oh, like, we might, like,
sit out.
But I really do, like, hope that happens because, like, the WNBA was, like, popping off. And, like, I was interested in watching that. Like, I'm one of those people where, like, I like watching sports, period. It doesn't really matter.
Uh-huh.
I don't really care, like, the gender or anything like that. None of that really matters to me. So, like, when one, like, let's say, like, the NBA season finishes, I love basketball, so, like, I'll watch the WNBA season. Like, I just want to see basketball, and I just want to see good basketball, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I don't really, like, care.
Yeah, which is fair. I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. But, like I said, I keep on incorporating these new stars, and I feel like over the next 10 years, this thing is going to be big, man. I've been saying that since day one.
Juju Watkins? Am I butchering a name?
Juju Watkins. Oh, you said
perfect. Dude, and then, like, Paige?
Paige, she's for my UConn? Favorite player,
Oh,
man.
Dude.
My favorite
Fun
player.
To watch. I'm telling you, man, the WNBA is going to be huge, like, in the next couple of years.
Superstars coming in, man.
Dude. Underdog talent stories. Is crazy. I'm excited to, like, I'm excited to see this, like, the product grow. I'm excited to, like, see it expand and really, like, hopefully down the line, like, I really do hope, like, the women get paid, like, the right money.
Hopefully. They should, bro. One day we're going to get there.
Yo,
man.
Like, dude, the NBA is, like, in the, like, 100
millions,
millions. Bro.
You see Victor Wembanyama's contract? $40-something million.
What?
You know, I know Caitlin Clark's contract.
What was Jalen Brown's contract? And Jason Tatum,
240 million.
Yes, over how many courses? Jason, like, was it 5
or
years?
Or 200 for 300 million, sorry.
Was it 5 years or like?
It was over like 5 years. I could.
Where the hell are we getting this money from?
The league makes money. That's the difference. The NBA
I know
makes
that.
Money.
I know
they
that.
Get ticket sales. Everybody across the world knows basketball. Mm-hmm. Everybody yeah, knows like, the NBA. My mama knows the NBA. Your mama knows the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody does. Not everybody knows the WNBA.
Shout out Mama Dukes. But, yeah, for sure. Like, dude, if I'm making, like, 70 grand and then I got to play overseas or in the summer while everybody else is in Cancun and chilling, and then, like, my male counterparts are getting, like, 100 mil, get to chill, Cancun. Dude,
Don't hate the player, man. Hate the game. The game
need to get fixed because respectfully, like 70,000 to 100 mil, 200 mil, that 300 mil contract. That's still good money. Crazy.
That's still good money.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
You're paying that for 4-5 months out of the year.
No, dude. There's nothing wrong with like that. That's not bad money. Like 70 grand.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not good money. Bad money.
And you get to travel all across the country.
Yeah, but like.
But yeah.
Again, like if I'm seeing somebody else playing the same sport as me, shit, and they make more than me, shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like a star caliber player in my side of the things too, mm-hmm. and I'm not getting paid anywhere close to that. I would at least want like 12 mil.
Oh.
I understand the league isn't generating enough money and stuff like that. So I really do hope, like, again, I don't know the money side of things, but I really do hope, like, all of that gets fixed. That way, like, they could get paid because I would also be on strike with injuries, too.
I mean, there's some players in the league that are just, like, I don't care really much about it. Like, Cameron Brain, Caitlin Clark, we're like, we don't really care about that. Obviously, endorsement deals have a lot to do with this.
Huge.
Because, like, you make more money from those endorsement deals than you do from, like, regular playing. Like, Caitlin Clark's, I don't even know if you've seen her Nike contract. It's $25 million over the course of her career. Yeah. Yeah, man. So that's just insane. That's, like, good generational money right there. So, obviously, there's endorsements that I go into this. They make more money from that than this. Contracts.
Listen, man. I'm all for the WNBA. I love basketball, period. And the talent that's coming in, especially after, like, this March Madness and college season, it's going to be huge. So I'm really hoping like they start the pay starts increasing more and more and more as like more endorsements come, more attraction and everything. Cause I like me some basketball and shit. The WNBA, I know it gets like a lot of shade from other people, especially like guys, but it's fun to watch.
It is. I mean, there's a famous like view that like the WNBA isn't entertaining to watch. And it just comes from people that I don't think watch the games. Because if you watch a Caitlin Clark game versus, like, the Chicago Sky and Angel Reese, that game is competitive, fun to watch. I mean, listen, it is. It's not the NBA, I'll say that.
Let me say something, yo.
Don't get us canceled now.
No. Hell no. Never. I don't even got thoughts like that. But the WNBA, my New York team, the Knicks, the WNBA New York team won a chip. Won a championship.
The Liberty, man.
Shout out Liberty. Hold on. Not even, yo, shout out Liberty. Yo.
I was at the game, too. I was at the finals during our fall break, man.
I think the year that they won it, too, the hockey team for New York also went to the finals.
I know.
And then that was the year we got taken out of the, what was it? Was it the semifinals of the playoffs, the guys, NBA?
That was last year, man.
Was it last year?
Yes, it was last year.
It was last year. Yes. Shout out Liberty, man. Y'all really took it home for us.
I know. Yeah, I love this.
I was hype as hell. I was like, there was only one New York team won. It was like the Liberty. I was like, all right, but at least we won.
At least we won. First one in franchise history. I was at the game.
Thank y'all for taking it home for us.
I was at the game, right? And the freaking people, you know how there's people that are there to like check your tickets if you go down? I was there, I was chilling with them, and they were out there dancing, they were minding their job, they were telling me, yo, go down, go celebrate. I'm just like, damn, I never get this courtesy ever.
So, like, listen to this, like, the Yankees couldn't take one home, in hockey, we couldn't take one home, the Knicks, the last time we won was probably, like, when?
1970s.
Yeah.
Somebody trying to get in. We'll end this in a second. But, like, yeah, I mean, that was the last time. And then, like, the first time in, like, 15 years where the team hasn't won.
Thank you. Because, I don't know, we got to.
Okay, man.
Because New York was looking kind of slow.
All right, we gotta finish this up because somebody is coming in. But like I said, man, I do want to say thank you so much for coming on this podcast. You've always been my boy, man, and I appreciate you for that too.
That was fun.
Any last things you want to say, bro?
I'm back here next week because I gotta make sure my prediction is right. If Auburn loses, you will not see me.
You'll not see him next week? Okay, we're playing in that account, bro. Playing that account. Bro, I appreciate you. You're my dog. Buddy. I'll catch y'all. You later. Visit DNG y'all Podcast, stay up. Have a man. Good day. Stay blessed. And I'll catch y'all later. God bless. Peace. Holding it down and I go it again and again. Who is the dummy that died? I'm the coldest around, but he falling again and again. I'm in the what? I'm in the day. I'm doing 30 on 30 and up. You in the what? You in the way. Either you rolling or rolling the dust. You with us or what? Keep it running. We did a lot for the wins. Came in a drop on the team. Now we on top, top once again. Yeah. I had to tighten the plan. I got it right in the end. Now we on top, top once again. We did a lot for the wins. Came in a drop on a 10. Now we on top, top once again. Yeah. I had to tighten the plan. I got it right in the end. Now we on 10, 10.